This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Grant and I, and Toby by extension, welcome back, G&D here on The Fan. Topes is in for Jeeps. You got a few baseball nerds up in here. Ryan hosts, when he's not doing his corporate stuff, right, going to corporate retreats and talking about synergy and branding and, like, you know, the very corporate buzzwords. You know what I heard him say on the phone the other day? He goes, let's put a pin in that discussion and circle back later.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was like, oh, right away, Mr. Clary. Yes, of course. But you got some baseball nerds in this program. There's the baseball guy. This is a baseball show. I could say that, right? So we try to do things generally where we're bringing you the baseball information. We try to hit hard, no pun intended, talking about some of the in-depth things. We try to educate. We try to entertain. We're talking about the Nationals. This is not one of those segments. This is just a feeling. Who's your favorite National? I was thinking the reason I'm interested in this is because there are a bunch of guys that are on the way. But we finished the era of Scherzer and Strauss and Soto and Zim. I don't know why it sounds like I'm singing like a Scherzer and Strauss and Soto and Zim. Like I'm singing like a drinking song. But like, you had Bryce for all those years. Yeah. And you had, the heroes of Corbin. And, even before that, the Clippard Storin type years. There's so many great dudes have come through, great players. You don't have institutions yet. You got the idea of a guy that will be. You know exactly what I'm talking about. A couple of these really promising young people who have all the ability in the world and could turn into stars maybe this year. But right now, this minute, taking the pulse, it's not the who you're going to buy a jersey of, because like you and Grant are hipsters. You have to buy like a jersey of a guy.
Oh, I'm not the hipster.
Oh, well he has to
Grant
buy.
Grant is.
Yeah, he's the guy that like if he gets more than three at bats, Grant doesn't want the jersey anymore.
Yeah.
So it's not the buy the jersey question. But right now, who is your favorite National? And that's what I'm asking you guys. 800-636-1067.
So this one's tough. This one reminds me a little bit of how this past year's draft went for the Commanders, where Jaden Daniels is clearly the guy, right? We understand that.
Yep.
And that would be James Wood in this scenario, clearly the guy. But in the second round, they went with Mikey Samris still, and that one's the one that got me a little steamed up.
Right.
That one's that's a little Dylan Cruz action. That's a little Dylan Cruz.
Dylan Cruz.
Gets me a little fired up. Thinking about Dylan Cruz, the modern word for all this, Danny, is aura.
Mm-hmm.
He's got aura. I mean, down there, we did a little mini mic thing. You can check it out on some of our socials. And you'll notice that in the background, everybody else is outside except for who? Dylan Cruz. Why? Because everybody's chanting, Dylan, Dylan. They want autographs. Everybody, just nonstop Dylan Cruz.
By the way, he handles it so well. By the way, that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure people understand this. He's the most popular, I don't know, like sort of live fan interaction player that they've got.
Yeah, not even close.
I'm kind of stunned by that, to be honest with you. Nothing wrong with, I mean, I'm excited about Dylan Cruz like everybody else is. But there's more, I mean, I joked with him. It's like seeing one of the Beatles. And then I had to explain to him the Beatles were a rock band from before he was alive. Anyway, but it's like there's this like clamor and throng for him. More so maybe than some of the other guys, than Wood, who's already accomplished more in the show, or Abrams, who was an all-star, or otherwise. It's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, so to answer your question, James is probably my favorite, James Wood, but Dylan Cruz gives me the steamies. He gets me a little bit excited about the season. So probably James Wood, but Cruzy's right there.
Corporate Ryan Clary, who's your favorite National?
My favorite Washington National right now is like, you know, the obvious answer is James Wood or Dylan Cruz. Those are like the biggest names at this point. But I'm going to go with Jake Irvin, man. I get so psyched for a player that just kind of comes out of nowhere. And Jake Irvin really just kind of came out of nowhere. Like, I remember when he got the start, everyone's kind of like, oh, cool, like a prospect.
Yeah, I guess we'll get to see that.
No one really heard of him at that point. And he stuck, and he has been really good and has shown signs of being a number two starter on a pretty solid Major League Baseball team. So I think Jake Irvin has a great story behind him. He's recovered from Tommy John surgery in the past, coming out of the University of Oklahoma, which, by the way, the Nationals love University of Oklahoma pitchers.
Do.
Cade Cavalli, Andrew Bennett, and now Jake Irvin also. So Jake Irvin, for me, is the answer. I love him. He's a great guy, and I think he's a great baseball player that will take off here in year three.
Darius.
I'm also going to stay away from the easy answers of James Wood and Dylan Cruz. I'm actually going to go with Luis Garcia right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Because
I think Luis has that kind of charisma that you see that is kind of infectious in a way.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy it. I think it's seeing his improvements, especially from what he was, 2 years ago, where he was basically on the bubble of the roster. He wasn't sure if he was going to make it beyond that season. I'm just really happy for the guy. I'm happy that he's finally broke out, found his niche. Looks like he's going to play every day and not have to be a platoon player anymore. And he just looks like one of those guys that has a lot of fun in the locker room, a lot of fun in the dugout. You always see him with like big glasses on or something in the dugout and celebrating with the guys after they come in from doing a home run. I just like that kind of personality and that infectiousness. So Luis Garcia is my guy.
Was looking for my thunder. It sounds like Darius stole it somehow.
Did I just rip that right from you?
Remember, yeah. I was a Luis Garcia guy before.
You were?
It was cool.
You were?
I'm always on that island. These are all good answers. There are plenty of guys that are awesome dudes. Like, Jacob Young looks like the bat boy. Like, there was an emergency. You know how hockey has that emergency goaltender thing? Like, it's a local dude from a beer league. Jacob Young's like, really? Okay, I'll give it a shot. And he tracks balls like a predator in center field and is muscular now and, like, can hit. And hopefully he sticks and is a stud. There's no better guy. More impressive, well-rounded guy than a guy like Josh Bell. I think fans are going to love Paul DeJong this year. You've had C.J. Abrams, who was an all-star, which nobody's mentioned just yet. Let me give you mine. An 800-636-1067. Take a couple calls on this, too. I have many weaknesses when it comes to evaluation. Okay? I have soft spots as well. We all know my weaknesses. Athletic power forwards and big wide receivers. Those are my weaknesses. If you are one of those things, I cannot evaluate you correctly. I said Tyrus Thomas and Thomas Robinson and Derek Williams would all be superstars in the NBA. None of the three were any good at all at any point in time. Okay? I've been on record. I have to take myself out. It's like when they're discussing my school in the committee, I have to leave the room. I have to go full UNC AD.
Yeah.
I have to leave.
Full Tar Heel.
Yeah, full Tar Heel. I also have a weakness for big wide receivers. Like Mike Williams from USC. The guy ran like a 4.7. I didn't care. He was a big wide receiver. He caught the bottom half of the ball on a one-handed catch one time. It's the greatest catch I've ever seen. And I go, that guy, I don't care about anything else. I want that guy. And again, ate himself out of the league, something that I would probably do. I have to leave the room when we talk about big wide receivers. I also have weaknesses. Weakness number one, in terms of baseball evaluation, I love muscular, free-swinging Latin outfielders.
Ooh.
Right? Like, give me that dude that doesn't care. His chain flies out of his shirt when he takes a daddy hack on an 0-2 pitch. Give me Richard Hidalgo. Like, I love that dude. Like, whoever you're thinking of, you're correct. Like, I wanted them to spend all of the money on that dude who came up with the A's, who had a cannon, who went to the Mets, right? I want all of it. Cespedes. I love that genre of player.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Here's my second weakness. Are you kind of a meanie? Are you a little bit brusque and abrupt and curt and short and don't have time for nonsense? Are you a filthy SOB on the mound? Are you nasty? Are you kind of resentful that the other guy would stand in the box when you're trying to pitch? Are you pissed off at the fact that he's living and breathing the same air as you when his role is to get out? And bleep you? Are you Mackenzie Gore?
Yes.
Then I love you.
Yes.
Mackenzie Gore is my answer. A left-handed pitcher with that kind of power stuff, I can't help it. I'm in love. I'm a Mackenzie Gore guy. And I think he's a good dude for the record. Like, I've always enjoyed our conversations. But, like, he's got that Max Scherzer thing. I'm not saying he's Scherzer, ability-wise. Bear with me.
Mentality.
Nobody's Scherzer. But that same, like... Come on, man. come on, man, I don't have time. I don't have time for your thing. I don't have time for your nonsense. Like, he never said this. He never said anything to me at all. But when I'm sitting there trying to ask him a good question, and he's looking at me, the vibe I get is, hurry up. Hurry up and ask your stupid question, idiot. Now, he's too polite. He's a nice guy. He doesn't say that. But he doesn't have time for the nonsense.
And I think he's grown because the issue that he used to run into, he has that mentality, and he used to use it on himself. Because he'd throw a bad pitch, and he'd be like, McKenzie! And then now, I think it's, let's get this guy now. I can't stand that I threw a bad curveball. I'm going to strike him out now.
I love McKenzie Gore. He's my one seed. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Who's your favorite national? And we got Trevor Williams interview with him that we'll play for you next.